In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Spend so much time in our homes because we're all working from home,
especially now,
which I have a whole thing on that I'll get to, like what I'm trying to do for spring with working from home. But this is our like temple, this is our space, this has become even more important to us over the last 2 years, and so investing in it is, I think, important, just like making it feel fresh as often as you can with whatever you can. I mean, I've not done this yet, so I don't know how much it's gonna cost me, because fresh flowers just sounds expensive.
It's not crazy. I get them every week.
It's not
crazy.
Mm-mm. Okay.
It's like $10 a week, maybe.
Okay, well that's not terrible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm seeing it as like a little like a worthy investment, just kind of like making this home feel fresh. A place that we just spend so much time in.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't changing no time soon. So might as well like make it feel nice and springy, and especially since we're inside, and it's going to be harder now working inside and looking outside with the birds chirping and the
trash.
Blue sky and
trash.
That's the worst.
Oh, the worst. I have a pool right next to me. All I hear is Marco Polo. All I hear are these bitches having fun.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yes.
Mm-mm. That is tough. As much as we're like really so excited for the weather, that is tough working inside and looking out at that. So I need to make sure this inside space just feels like spring as much as I can.
Yes.
As much as I can. Even if it's just a new tea towel, whatever works. oh Lord.
Gosh.
So yeah, that's one thing I'm doing for the home. And then I'll quickly talk about closets as well. So I love a spring cleaning. Like I love a closet clean out moment. I desperately need to do one right now. I've done a lot of like shopping over the last year, and usually when I bring something new in, I like to take something out.
Okay.
Just like the smart way, you know, a lot of people do a smart way to shop. Bring something new, that means you take out something. I just haven't really been doing that. I've just been like adding. So now my closet's like hard to move. Like, you know, you like have to hold one thing and like, push everything with the left hand.
Not the grunt.
Yeah, oh, no. I know. So it's a little tight in there because I haven't really cleaned out in a while. So I am desperately looking forward to that. And I've not watched Marie Kondo. I feel like I should. I feel like I would love it.
I feel like, you would like it. Yeah.
I feel like I would love it. Yeah. Geneva said it has changed the way she folds. Like the way she folds now is like completely changed after watching the show. And it's just made her life, you know, her closets and everything so much better. So I feel like I need to tune into that. But I'm usually really good with cleaning out. I'm very cutthroat in general. Like, I don't really hold on to things.
Same, girl.
You too? Yeah. Ugh,
I hate things.
I can throw stuff out very easy. Like, I'm very minimalist in that perspective. Like, not a lot of things spark joy in me. Like, I can throw shit out like, easy. So for me, I'm just like cutthroat. I know it's hard for a lot of people. Nate is like the complete opposite of me.
Same with my nigga girl.
Attaches sentimental value to everything, anything. Mm-hmm. Like a piece of paper from a restaurant. Oh, that was from our first, whatever. And so now we have a whole boatload of papers sitting on top of the on his dresser.
Quick question. Does yo man, whenever you get new furniture, like keep the little wrench from the furniture?
Oh God, I know what you're talking about. I feel like we do have like a little hardware area in the closet that I feel like I've seen those, yes.
Yes. Multiple of them, right? Of the same one.
Of the same one, yeah.
Bitch, that shit drives me crazy. Oh my God. I'm like, we need one. And guess what? We can get it from Amazon if we really need it, if you really need it that badly. Why do you have six? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Holding on to all these.
You got two hands and you're right-handed. So you really can only use one. Oh my God, it drives me nuts. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to just commiserate with you.
No, you know what? Nate almost killed me last year because I got him. I just like took it upon myself to clean out his closet and drag him into a spring or fall, whatever month this was, clean out. Because his closet was driving me crazy. I don't even live in that closet. That's his closet. But just like the mere sight of it drives me crazy because things are falling out. Mm-hmm. Nothing's organized. Mm-hmm. So like I literally just like forced him into it. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that and just being as I usually am, which is like very cutthroat. And I don't think I need a lot of new. I think for me, it's just bringing out stuff, like just taking stuff out. Cause even when I was prepping for this trip for Jamaica, it's like, oh my God, I gotta go shopping. I gotta go pick up new stuff. And then when I sat and looked at my closet, I was like, I don't really need anything actually. And I think that is another thing we do a lot. Like Amazon is so accessible. You can buy things so quickly that you just feel like the need to always kind of buy.
Yes.
And if you really sit with yourself and just stand back and look at your closet, and it's like, do I actually need anything new? Or do I really just need to like get rid of old and then just kind of like repurpose what I have and just wear them differently? So that's my vibe this springtime for closet cleaning. It's just doing a general clean out.
Do we have a question here from a listener, actually. Are you donating your clothes? If so, where to?
Yes, I always... So my parents... Usually when I take stuff out of my apartment here, like at some point my mom or somebody will drive to the city, and when they go back to Jersey, they take the bag with them. Because my parents... I know sometimes my dad will drop it at like a Goodwill, but generally, we have some line to Jamaica or some like Caribbean island that somebody's going down and they're bringing down donations or whatever. Yes. So we kind of have some, we always have some setup. Because Goodwill is not always the greatest place either. They are already overburdened with people dropping stuff off. And so I don't really know how to help people in that realm yet. But yeah, just by family and everybody, you know, Caribbean people. Somebody's always traveling.
Somebody's always bringing down a box or
bringing down a box, packing a barrel, something. But I don't have time for this. You already know I'm doing too much. I would love to sell on Depop. I would love to sell on the Depop page. I think that's another good way is to just resell. It's a great way to make money and just kind of like trade stuff around instead of just dropping everything at Goodwill, which everybody does, and Goodwill ain't got no we got no more space for us with all of our foolishness that we'd be dropping off. So I would, if you have time, look into like a resale website. It's a great way to make extra money. It definitely is an upfront cost of your time to like set that shit up. But
and I've go to the post office and like mail it out and all the rest of that.
And do all of that. Yeah, it's definitely investment. It's more like a little project you would just kind of like rally yourself around. But I've bought amazing stuff off Depop, and I've bought a lot of stuff off of like sellers who haven't, like they don't have that many sales. Like you'll see it's like Mindy 123 and it's like three sales. Like she's just an amateur seller just trying to like get rid of shit. She's not like a whole store or anything. There's a lot of people on there doing that, and same thing, you don't have to have professional photographs, you don't have to do the whole thing. I've bought some questionable stuff based on questionable photographs, and they came and they turned out great. So that is another way. But yeah, I think keeping your eye open to just the community where people are actually asking for clothes drop-offs. We all know of Goodwill and Salvation Army as places to drop things off, but just the amount of think pieces I've been reading lately of just they're overburdened with stuff. I would just pay attention more to like community bulletins type of things, people or organizations that are asking, you know, we have a drive for, you know, this crisis in this country, we're looking for clothes, like give to that. So yeah, hopefully that's helpful.
Also, Goodwill.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
On Salvation Army might be looking for clothes in specific sizes, or shoes are in specific sizes, or socks as well. I know that there's like not a whole lot of socks. There's not a whole lot of like feminine care and all that stuff. But let's say your man is a 3X. They might be looking, Salvation Army might be low on 3X clothes. That I know that's definitely a thing in the Salvation Army in the town I grew up in. They're constantly looking for sizes that are very specific. So if that's your only option, you can go and ask about the sizes. But
that too. True that. All right. You want to continue?
I think I shall, because somebody said, what are you doing to stay consistent in your AM and PM routines? When he asked that question, which I think is a great question. I think I broke it down before with my daily and my weekly, but those are kind of actionable items that I do to like every single day, I guess. Monthly, what I do is take a look back at the previous month's journal entries, feelings, responsibilities, changes, and workflows, and take a whole look at anything that I've done to change anything and see what I've done, and then take a look at time management and see how did I spend my time last month, what worked and what didn't.
Yeah, I think that's a great mindset to get in for spring, because I think in winter a lot of time is spent I mean, it depends on the person, I guess. I can say a lot of time is spent not necessarily on us, it's on like work, because we're hermit, you know, we're all hermits now indoors. So what do you do? Spend time on work. But I feel like with springtime, things opening back up, getting to go back out with your friends, all that jazz, it's like reevaluating, okay, what's my setup, what's my routine, what's the consistency I've been doing for winter, how do I break this up to get more time back to myself now that I can go back out with friends and all that stuff. But I think you have to like intentionally do that, because you can very much go through all of March in this like a winter hangover doing the same shit.
Exactly.
So you have to like very much have intention behind it and not be like, ah, fuck, I wasted all of March. And now just in April, you realize like, you know, what you were doing.
So, nice. Yeah. And then seasonal is pretty much exactly what Natasha just touched on. In winter, keeping sleeping and baths a priority because warmth and rest are key in those times, literally, because it is dark and cold. And then spring, refreshing myself, definitely reading In the Flow Again by Alyssa Vitti. That is a book that has definitely changed my meal planning. It makes everything so much easier for me, again, because it is a system. I really, really enjoy that. And then the summer, really about like making memories, because this is the time where everybody should be outside. You should not be burdening yourself with work to that degree. Shout out to all the teachers. Y'all go wild in the summer. Shout out to you. And then fall is just harvesting season, usually, because you're trying to buckle down for the winter holiday parties and staying inside and blah, blah, blah. So fall is really the harvesting season, I find. And yeah, that's it for monthly and seasonal. And I'm going to put this, I have it all like laid out in a chart. I'm going to put all for the patrons, because I feel like it'd be nice.
Yes. How you're organizing it. Yeah. A nice little, I mean, if you want to do this, if you can, little snapshot too of your planner, like the colors or
absolutely
whatever.
Oh yeah,
would be nice too, so people can get a sense. If you don't have that same planner, that's fine, just you want to see your structure and how they can set it up for themselves. So nice, friend, seems like you have a good plan for spring.
I do.
It's exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, very exciting. So I'll finish off. Yeah, for me, my last two areas that I'm like paying attention to is like my work from home life, what things I want to do differently for the spring, and then my social life. So work from home life, Nate and I have had like come to a conclusion, like the two of us, we got to get out of this apartment. We have been holed up in this place. It's a nice place. It's a decent size, but it just feels smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh, God. Yes, it closes in on this pandemic. Jesus. Lord. Yes.
Oh my God. We had a nice little setup. He has his desk here. I have my desk in there. We swap sometimes. Yeah. I sit on the couch. We have the dining table, but it's just, we both noticed we were starting to feel a sense of negativity towards this space. Like before, you would go to work and you'd come home and you'd like sigh when you come home. You know?
You're like, whoo. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm home. I feel good now. But when it's all one space, that sense of respite, that sense of sigh just never exists here. And so you start to feel this sense of like negative energy and like, I want to get out of here. Like, I'm like, we need to go out. We need to go on dates. We have to get out of here. We got to go do this, that, get it. And it's like, why am I in that frenzy? And I have to ask myself, it's because I'm always here. I got to get out. We don't have a commute anymore. We don't have other workspaces. This is our workspace. It's one and the same. So we both of us have like committed to just getting out of the apartment to go work now. He has an office he can go to. And so he goes there now Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then me, I have been working kind of casually from WeWorks, just buying like a daily pass. And just breaking it up. I love WeWork. It's just a nice variety. You see people, you know, it's like you get to be downtown. I like getting to go downtown, like having a reason to go downtown.
Yeah.
And just be working there for the day, whatever. And then also I'm like trying to get back access to Columbia University, which is not very far from me.
Oh yeah.
And trying to get my alumni access back. So I can go to the libraries, which is free. WeWork is not free. Columbia Library is free.
Yeah.
But I got to go through all the hoops and whatever for the COVID and booster and all that stuff. And then this weekend, Nate and I went to a coffee shop around the corner and just spent a couple hours there and just did work, knocked out some wedding stuff, which we just like forgot that we can do that.
I know. Coffee like, shop culture just like, it like really forgot. Took a toll from 2020. It was real bad.
It did. Yeah. And I used to do that a lot. I used to go to, like four coffee shops.
Yeah.
I used to go, because I was working from home even before the pandemic. So that used to be a part of my just like options of places to go that I've just completely like taken out of my mind over the past 2 years. So now I'm trying to just reintroduce those things back into my life. And more so out of like a desperation to protect the sanctity and sacredness of this apartment and this home. And bring it back to a more positive space and like coming home to sigh and like, oh my God, I'm so happy to be home. So that's one thing I'm doing and something I suggest for all people who are working from home. If you have the option, to, I know some people, their jobs will like pay for them to go to a WeWork or will pay for them to get a membership or things like that. So inquire about that if that's an option. Or also just inquiring in like local libraries, just having somewhere else to go. Coffee shops. Some people don't like coffee shops. Sometimes I'm not in the coffee shop vibe because I'm like, I don't want to, I need to focus. I don't want to hear the background noise of like espresso machine and stuff. So I have to be very choosy with the days that I go to a coffee shop. But for, yeah, for everybody else, it could be coffee shop, local library. You know, if you have the flexibility or funds to do like a WeWork. But just considering that, thinking about that for spring, just kind of getting out of your apartment. Or home or whatever, and even if it's just 1 or 2 days a week, just getting to go work somewhere else. So I think I'm looking forward to that, like definitely for spring. It's already been nice the few days I've gone to work at a WeWork. Just getting just even the little things, just getting on the subway and just like having somewhere to commute to. Getting to like knock out a podcast in that like 30 minutes taking the two down downtown. Going for work, like going for lunch, went to Chipotle and just sat in Chipotle and like ate lunch there and kind of just like people watched and then walked back to the WeWork and just like seeing the city like alive, like people out going to lunch. I miss this. You don't see this like from your apartment. You get any of that. And then I live, you know, in Harlem, which is nice and quiet and I love, but like it, I kind of miss the hustle and bustle of Midtown. It's like, I, you know, we complain about it when we're in that life. Now I'm like, fuck, I miss it. Like, I want the Times Square craziness a little bit. That's New York. Like, I feel like I don't even live in New York sometimes.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's lifestyle episode. If you want to hear the full episode and get more lifestyle content,
join our You Ain't Half Bad tier at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. See you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.